Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-Based Radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life, the Bible says, and we can believe it, and we can love Him, and we can live for Him, and we can rejoice in Him. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing for the next half hour of Wee Kids. Tyler, I like this picture of you under your bowl helmet. A little sideways, though, young man. I think you can fix that. And hello, Catherine, Joshua, and Hannah Grace. You sweet kiddos, you. Want a little hug on the radio? I can fit all three of you youngsters into one radio hug here. Andrew, Joseph, Evan, Stephen, and Timothy, thank you for the family picture. I appreciate that. And speaking about pictures, Grandma Betty and Ariel and Avalon and James, I have yours here, and oh, I like these smiles. Christina, Marissa, Aubria, and Leandra, thank you very much for the marching picture. Red bowl on the noggin included. And also thank you to Jonathan, Jordan, and Christopher for the picture you sent in. I'm liking all of this. Hi to Jeremiah, Erica, Gregory, Zachary, Timothy, Gabriel, Emily, Michaela, and Travis in this happy household over here. And one more family picture. Thank you, Kirsty and Mark. That's Mom and Pop, who are the parents of Caleb, Judah, Luke, and Aksa. And hi to grandparents Alfred and Beverly. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. The way for a king to come, of course, is to let everyone know, with trumpets and flags and flowers and maybe even a marching army. When the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, came into Jerusalem, He rode a little donkey. How could this be? You'll find out. This is Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for little people and their families. Welcome to Wee Kids! I like that music because it's the truth. It is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Did you know the Bible says that? This is the season of Palm Sunday, which was just a week before Jesus Christ died on a cross and made it possible for us to come to God. But as for Palm Sunday, this is the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a young donkey. As a conquering king with trumpets and cymbals and flags and flowers? No, he made the whole world. He didn't need that stuff. Jesus Christ came as a servant king. It was just like he said. He didn't come to be served, but to serve, because of his great love for us, youngster. And that was an exciting day. There were no trumpets, but there were people who waved palm branches. They shouted, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Which, by the way, means, "Save us now, we pray," or "Save us now, we beg you." Because these people wanted a fighting king, they wanted a conquering king. And all this was wrapped up in Palm Sunday. What does it mean for you, youngster? What does it mean for me? Jesus was a different king then, and he's a different king now, loving us and rescuing us from the power of sin, cleaning our hearts if we ask him to. Which brings us to his cross, but that's for the next week, kids. I'm so pleased that you're listening, youngster. Thank you for being with me. This is Mr. Nick and We Kids. And yes, we're going to be talking more about Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday.
Hosanna!
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 Hosanna
to the King! Hosanna!
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna
to the King.
He's the greatest king of all.
Our God is great and mighty.
That's right, he is.
I'm glad Jesus is my king.
Jesus is my king too.
He's my Lord.
He's my Lord too.
He's my God.
And we can worship him together. Come on now, let's sing it again, all together.
Hosanna.
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 Hosanna
to the King.
Hosanna.
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 Hosanna
to the King.
We love you, Lord.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you,
Christ our King.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you,
Christ our King.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Praise God for sending his wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God himself. And today we're talking about Jesus entering Jerusalem on that Sunday before he was crucified, before he hung on a cross. The Sunday before Resurrection Day is called Palm Sunday by many people because it helps us remember the special day when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding a young donkey. In John chapter 12, verse 13, the Bible says people took the branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus, shouting, "Hosanna!" Now, this is based on Mark chapter 11, the first few verses. This is not exactly the Bible, but it is about the Bible. Jesus and his disciples were coming closer to Jerusalem. they came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives. There Jesus sent two of his disciples. He said to them, "Go into the town you see there. When you enter it, you will find a colt tied, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone asks you why you're doing this, tell him, 'The Lord needs the colt.' He will send it back soon." The disciples went into the town. They found a colt, that is a young donkey, tied in the street near the door of a house, and they untied it. Some people were standing there and asked, "What are you doing? Why are you untying that colt?" The disciples answered the way Jesus told them to answer, and the people let them take the colt. The disciples brought the colt to Jesus. They put their coats on the colt, and Jesus sat on it. Many people spread their coats on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread the branches on the road. Some of the people were walking ahead of Jesus. Others were following him. All of them were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!" Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. When he had looked at everything, and because it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12 apostles. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, and the Bible talked about Jesus doing this many years before. The prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Exciting day when the Lord Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem and they shouted, "Hosanna!" And now, do you know a little bit more about that? There's more. Remember, Resurrection Day is coming. That's next time. And between now and then, the day Jesus Christ died, we call it Good Friday. They did not take the life of the Lord Jesus Christ when he died on the cross that day. He lovingly gave it so that we can know him, so that we can have our hearts cleaned, cleaner than clean. And that's just part of the good news of the gospel. Mr. Nick here with this good news on the radio during We Kids. And now, it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. A good chance to march Kid Wiggles out. And you have some Kid Wiggles in you too. Anna, how would you like to be march leader, sweet young lady? You're picked by Mr. Nick. Sister Emily, you're going to be marching behind Anna today. Daniel, I'm putting you as march leader ahead of Olga and Anita in this friendly family here. Philip, you're ahead of Naomi, Rachel and Nathan over here. Can you do this? I think so. And over here, Jeffrey, I'm putting you ahead of Katie, Zoe, Seth, Samuel, and Andrew. Jeff, you are the march leader here. Aubria. Yes, I'm talking about the Aubria of Christina, Marissa, Aubria, and Leandra. Nice young ladies in this household, ready to march. Aubria, your march leader. Look at the smiles on these gals. And finally, Judah, I'm putting you ahead of Caleb, Luke, and Aksa. Mama, Papa, you're certainly invited to be a part of this too. Judah, you're the march leader. And if you're listening, Mama or Papa, and I've not picked a march leader in your household, will you please help me and pick one out? Thank you very much. And we know the march rules? Then let's go! And they're off. Hello, Jessica. Here comes Daniel out in the front. Not too fast. Put those feet in time with the music, please. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right. Tyler, you're doing fine. Here comes Anna. Good march leading, young lady. Hello, Shawn Michael. Terrell. You're never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March, and you're doing just fine. Here comes Andrew and Peter and Michelle over here. Andrew, come on. Behave yourself. You're a big boy now. Jocelyn and Caitlin go marching by. Hello, Ariel. Hello, Avalon. Hello, James. Stephanie, Christopher, and Colton. Nice marching there. Hello, Leah. Hello, Lydia. And Grace and Michaela. Ooh, yes. These youngsters have a kind of a unique marching style, don't they? Lydia. Leah, that's fine. They're doing good and they're having a good time, too. Hello, Melody. Here comes Naomi. And Philip and Rachel and Nathan marching through. Hello, Cecilia. Hello, Adriana. And Stephanie. Kimberly comes marching by in this thing. Oh, you kids are excellent marchers. Hello, Jonathan, Jordan, and Christopher. What a happy bunch here. And Emily, you're doing just fine. Hello, Charity and Hope and Faith in our wonderful Wee Kids March. If you've just tuned in, don't ask any questions. Just start marching with the rest of us. Jeremiah, Erica, Gregory, Zachary, Timothy, Gabriel, Emily, Michaela, and Travis. What a happy bird here. Good marching, all of you. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Nathaniel. Seventh time around, huh? Ryan and Dylan, your kids are great marchers. Okay, keep that marching up all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, good marching, kiddos, and you may be seated. Now we move in music back to the Old Testament. Can you figure out what this one's about?
Count to ten.
Ten. Easy.
Count to ten.
Oh, yeah.
Start with 1, 2, 3 and say them all again. Count to ten.
1, 2.
Count to ten. When you start to get in trouble, count to ten. Count to ten. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Count to ten. Start with 1, 2, 3 and say them all again. Count to ten. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Count to
remember the Word of God. Yes, those are the Ten Commandments. A good musical reminder from Exodus chapter 20. Youngster, you're listening to We Kids, and if you've been a kid for years and years and years, you're welcome to listen to. Nice to hear from some grandpas and some grandmas once in a while.
From John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house. I go to prepare a place for you.
Tiffany and kids, thank you so much for singing on We Kids. Appreciate that heavenly reminder in music. John chapter 14. This is We Kids with one more musical reminder about Palm Sunday.
Jesus rode in on a donkey to the city of Jerusalem. The people all cried out, Hosanna, because they were so glad to see him.
Certainly lots of palm waving on Palm Sunday, and now you know a little bit more about it. Remember today's Bible time based on Mark chapter 11. Remember that Jesus Christ was not a conquering king, but the servant king, the Savior king, the shepherd king. And that's how we know him today. Even though he died, he is very much alive. And we're going to be talking about that, rejoicing about that, during the Resurrection Day edition of We Kids, which, Lord willing, is coming next time. Meanwhile, do you remember Zechariah 9:9? This is the Old Testament prophecy that told about the coming of Jesus Christ. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. Oh, this has been nice to have the kiddos of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this, including you, youngster. You are loved. And what is this? Is this thing going to land? Easy. Oh, no. I wonder if it'll still run. Really strange, but I guess it's better than walking. Youngster, remember, God loves you. And I love you, too. I truly do. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.